好，大家主日平安。
Good morning, everyone.
感谢神给我的一个机会和大家来分享神的话。
Thank you for the opportunity to let me share God's word.
圣经里面记载了很多关于死的事情。
The Bible records many instances of death.
其中有一个人的死非常的特别，因为很多人觉得他死得很冤。
One such incident was the death of Uzzah, an unusual death.
这就是乌撒的死。我们今天就来看他死的到底冤还是不冤。我们从中又能学习怎样的功课？
Today, let us consider whether his death was just or unjust, and what lessons we may learn from Uzzah's death.
让我们先一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们今天一起学习乌撒的故事。
Dear Father, we want to learn the lesson of Uzzah's.
求真理的圣灵与我们同在，亲自的教导我们。
May the Holy Spirit work within us and teach us.
也打开我们的心，预备好领受你的真理。
And also open our hearts to receive your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
好，我们刚才读的这段经文就记载了乌撒之死的经过。
The passage we just read describes the circumstances of Uzzah's death.
就这件事情发生在大卫做以色列王之后，当时国家基本安定下来。
This incident happened not long after David became Israel's king.The country was stable at that time.
大卫体贴神的心意，他想要恢复敬拜神和献祭的条例。
David followed the Lord. He wanted to restore the land to return to the worship of the one true God.
他要做的第一件事情就是要把约柜从基列耶林运到耶路撒冷。
The first thing he had to do was to bring the Ark of God back to Jerusalem.
当时约柜被装在一辆牛车上，乌撒负责赶车。
The ark was put on a cart, and Uzzah was responsible for guiding the cart.
在运送的过程中，由于牛失蹄，眼看约柜就要从车上掉下来。
While transporting the cart, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah saw that the ark was about to fall off.
这时乌撒伸手扶住了约柜，但出乎意料的被神所击杀。
In that moment, Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark, and as a result, he was put to death.
从人的角度看，乌撒用好心做了一件好的事情，却得到这样的下场，他死的实在是有些冤。
From the eyes of man, Uzzah's death seems vastly unjust. He was just trying to help and had to suffer such dire consequences.
那么神为什么要击杀乌撒呢？
Why did the Lord put Uzzah to death?
要回答这个问题，首先还是要从约柜说起。
In order to answer this question, we must begin with the ark.
神当初吩咐摩西制造约柜，约柜象征着神与人同在，代表了神的圣洁和荣耀。
The Lord himself instructed Moses to build the ark. The ark symbolized the presence of God with men and represents God's holiness and his glory.
在摩西五经中，对如何制造约柜、搬运约柜都有非常严格而且具体的规定。
In the books of the law, there were strict instructions on how to build the ark.As well as how the ark was to be transported.
人不可以随便观看约柜，更不能触摸。
Man must not even look at the ark, let alone touch it.
在民数记第四章特别记载了搬运约柜的规定。
Numbers chapter 4 specifically records the guidelines on how to transport the ark.
先由大祭司亚伦和他的儿子用幔子盖住约柜，再蒙上海狗皮和蓝色的毯子。
First, the high priest Aaron and his sons must use the shielding curtain to cover the ark, and then they are to cover the curtain with durable leather made from the hides of large mammals, and spread a cloth of solid blue over that.
以免有人有意或无意看到冒犯神的圣洁而犯罪。
This was to prevent anyone from seeing the ark, whether intentional or unintentional.
在约柜的脚上有四个金环，然后有两根杠子从中穿过，这样呢方便抬约柜。不用直接接触约柜就可以搬运约柜。
On the legs of the ark are four golden rings. Poles are put through the rings so that the bearers of the ark can hold it by the poles without directly touching the ark.
如果我们明白了约柜所代表的意义和律法的规定，就很容易解释乌撒被击杀的原因。
Once we understand the significance of the ark and the rules of the law, then it is easy to explain why Uzzah was put to death.
神击杀乌撒的原因很简单，就是因为他用手触摸了约柜，冒犯了神的圣洁，触犯了律法。
The reason Uzzah died was because he used his hand to touch the ark, thus breaking the law and violating God's holiness.
就是伸手去扶一件要掉下去的东西是一个很下意识的反应，但越是要在极短的时间内做出决定的动作，越是真实的反映了我们的内心。
Reaching out to catch something that is about to fall is a subconscious reaction, but it is an action that requires a split-second decision. A moment of crisis such as this is able to reflect the true nature of a person's heart.
这件事情背后真正的原因是乌撒缺乏对神的敬畏之心，藐视神的圣洁，轻慢神的尊荣，并且已经成为习惯。
The real reason behind this incident is that Uzzah lacked the fear of the Lord and disregarded His holiness and His honor. Such a lack of respect for God had already become a habit for Uzzah.
但这并不是乌撒一个人的问题，是当时全体以色列人属灵状况的写照。
You should note that this is not a problem only for Uzzah.But reflected the general spiritual condition of the Israelites at that time.
当时神透过律法所规定的献祭和敬拜神的条例长期被荒废，以色列人不明白也不遵守律法，不敬畏神。
For a long period of time, God's law and the proper worship of God had been ignored by the Israelites, and they did not follow His laws, nor did they fear God.
在大卫想要恢复敬拜和献祭的前夕，神用击杀乌撒这样一个非常严厉的惩罚，是给以色列的领袖和百姓一个警告，一定要敬畏神。
On the eve of David restoring the proper worship of God and the institution of sacrificial offerings, God put Uzzah to death as a severe punishment and a warning to the leaders and people of Israel. You must fear the Lord.
乌撒之死今天对我们仍然是一个很好的警示。
The death of Uzzah continues to serve as a reminder.
敬畏神是圣经启示的最重要的真理之一，但今天我们很多人对敬畏神的观念很模糊，甚至是错误的。
To fear the Lord is one of the most important truths of biblical revelation, yet many people today do not have a good understanding of what it means to fear the Lord.
我们下面就看一下圣经是如何教导敬畏神这件事情的。
Let us look at how the Bible teaches us to fear the Lord.
第一个要回答的问题是我们为什么要敬畏神。
The first question we should ask is why do we need to fear the Lord?
首先这是神的心意。
The primary reason is that this is what God desires.
神启示给我们圣经的目的就是让人敬畏神。
It is God's desire for man to fear the Lord.
神期望他的百姓来敬畏他。
God wants his people to fear him.
圣经告诉我们很多神的属性和作为。目的是让我们来敬畏他。
The Bible reveals all of God's attributes and His works so that we may know Him and fear Him.
下面我们就来看一下神有哪些属性让我们敬畏。
Let us look at some of the attributes of God.
第一，他是独一的真神。
First, Jesus is the one true God.
诗篇九十六篇第四节说：“因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美；他在万神之上，当受敬畏。”
Psalm 96:4 says, For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
神完全公义。
He is perfectly just.
历代志下19章第7节，现在你们应当敬畏耶和华，谨慎办事，因为耶和华我们的神没有不义，不偏待人，也不受贿赂。
2 Chronicles 19:7 Now then, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Be very careful what you do.For the Lord our God will have no part in unrighteousness or partiality or the taking of a bribe.
神有荣耀。
God has glory.
诗篇102篇15节，列国要敬畏耶和华的名，世上诸王都敬畏你的荣耀。
Psalm 102:15 So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory.
神有智慧和能力。
God has wisdom and power.
耶利米书十章六到七节，耶和华啊，没有能比你的，你本为大，有大能大力的名，万国的王啊，谁不敢敬畏你？敬畏你本是合宜的，因为在列国的智慧人中，虽有政权的尊荣，也不能比你。
Jeremiah 10:6-7 There is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and great is your name and might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? Indeed, it is your due.For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you.
神完全的圣洁。
God is perfectly holy.
启示录十五章第四节，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的， 万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因你公义的作为已经显出来了。
Revelation 15:4 Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
我们还因为神的作为敬畏神。
We also fear God because of what he has done.
神创造与掌管整个宇宙。
His creation and sustenance of the universe.
诗篇33:6-9说，诸天借耶和华的话而造，万象借他口中的气而成。他聚集海水如雷，收藏深洋在仓库。愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Psalm 33:6-9 By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea deep together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
神还赦免人的过犯。
He also forgive sins.
诗篇130:4但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
Psalm 130:4 But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.
神施行拯救的大能。
God also used his mighty hand to save.
约书亚记4:23-24这样说，因为耶和华你们的神在你们前面，使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来。就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们面前，使红海干了，等着我们过来一样。要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
Joshua 4:23 For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed.Just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
神曾经以大能拯救以色列人脱离为奴之地埃及，后来又舍了自己的儿子主耶稣来拯救我们。神所做的这一切都配得我们敬畏。
God sent his one and only son Jesus to die for our sins, and because of that, we should fear him.
我们敬畏神，还因为神恨恶罪恶，会惩罚罪，也有审判的权柄。
We also fear the Lord because he detests sin. He will punish sin and uphold justice.
彼得前书1:17你们既称那不偏待人，按个人的行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。
1 Peter 1:17 If you address as the Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth.
我们敬畏神，还因为神是我们的父亲，我们的主人。
We fear God also because God is our Father and our Master.
马拉基书1:6说，藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲。仆人敬畏主人，我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
Malachi 1:6 A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, How have we despised your name?
在创造和掌管宇宙万物、大有能力、权柄、尊荣和全然公义圣洁的神面前，人应当肃然起敬，恐惧战惊。
In the presence of the all-powerful, all-glorious, all-holy, and all-righteous God, the creator of the universe, man ought to be in reverent awe and stand in fear and trembling before him.
因为神的位分比我们高，是我们的创造者，是我们的父，他爱我们，拯救我们，我们就理所当然地应当敬畏他。
In fact, we should fear him simply because he is God, our creator, our father, the one who loves us and saves us.
如传道书12:13所言，这些事已经听见了，总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
As it is written in Ecclesiastes 12:13, the conclusion when all has been heard is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person.
那么什么是敬畏神？
So what does it mean to fear the Lord?
敬畏就是从字面看就是害怕，但敬畏神包括了更丰富的含义，至少包括两个方面，惧怕和尊敬。
To fear literally means to be afraid, but fear has a much fuller meaning, including at least the two aspects of fear and respect.
敬畏神首先包括惧怕神的成分。
First of all, to fear God means to be in awe of Him.
神确实有些属性、能力、作为和权柄会使我们感到恐惧。
As we saw above, God has certain attributes such as power, might, and authority that should call us to tremble in fear in His presence.
当使徒约翰在异象中看到主之后的第一反应是惧怕，甚至像死了一样。
When the Apostle John saw the Lord in a vision, his first reaction was one of extreme fear.
启示录一章十七节，我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Revelation 1:17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
害怕是每个人都有过的经历。
Fear is a universal experience.
我自己非常害怕蛇，从来不正眼看蛇。我怕蛇是一种很单纯的生理上的惧怕。
I am deathly afraid of snakes, and don't even dare to look at one directly. My fear of snakes is a purely biological fear.
但我们惧怕神，不是像我害怕蛇这样一个急于逃离的惧怕。
But our fear of God should not be like my fear of snakes, which is a fear that causes me to run away.
因为这不是神所想要的。
This is not the kind of fear that God wants from us.
神不是只使我们感到恐惧，神还有其他的属性让我们感到喜乐和平安。
God not only wants us to fear Him, but He also gives us joy and peace.
所以敬畏神除去惧怕之外，还包含着尊敬神，承认神的地位和权柄。
Besides being afraid of God, to fear Him also means to respect God, to acknowledge His sovereignty.
仰慕神的属性和能力，顺服他的权柄和管教。
And also to admire His attributes and His power and be obedient to His authority.
怀着崇敬之情去敬拜他，侍奉他，还要享受他。
To reverently worship, serve, and enjoy Him.
诗篇二篇十一节说，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Psalm 2:11, worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling.
如果仔细想想会觉得很奇怪，我们怎么可能又战惊又觉得很快乐呢？
If we think about it, we may find it strange that we can celebrate while trembling with fear.
比方说，当你被一个穷凶极恶的劫匪劫之后，你处在极度的恐惧之中，你怎么可能快乐呢？
When you have been robbed by robbers and are in a terrifying situation, how can you be celebrating?
但这就是我们与神之间看上去奇怪却又很自然的一种关系。
But this is our unusual yet natural relationship with God.
在神面前我们应该恐惧战惊，但神又是带给我们平安和喜乐的主，所以在主里面我们应该又是快乐的。
In the presence of God, we should tremble in fear.But yet in Him is the source of all peace and joy, so in Him we can indeed celebrate.
所以圣经又劝慰基督徒不要害怕，要去多亲近神。
Thus scripture also encourages believers to not be afraid to approach God with confidence.
希伯来书四章十六节说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Hebrews 4:16.Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
这些经文是让我们要坦然无惧地来到神的面前，求恩典，求帮助。
This verse wants us to boldly approach God with confidence, to ask for His mercy and grace.
并不是让我们轻慢神，是鼓励我们要放胆地来到神面前，不要怕去见神。
But take note, it doesn't say that we should disrespect God. It simply encourages us to boldly approach God and not to hide from Him.
神是有威严的，不可冒犯，也不可轻慢。
God is most holy and full of majesty, not to be offended.
但是神又是可亲近的，并且神也愿意我们去亲近他。
But we can also draw near to God. In fact, God desires us to draw close to Him.
因为他有丰富的恩典和怜悯，想赏赐给我们，也愿意随时帮助我们。
Because He has abundant mercy and grace to give us, and to be our help at any time.
那我们如何来学习敬畏神呢？
So how can we learn to fear God?
敬畏神首先是一种态度，是我们和神之间最基本的关系。
First, fearing God is an attitude, and it is the most basic relationship with God.
但是这种态度和关系必须要在我们的生活中体现出来，所以说敬畏神也是一种生活的方式。
This type of attitude and relationship must be reflected in our daily lives, so fearing the Lord is also a way of living.
我们可以从以下四个方面来学习敬畏神。
We can also learn how to fear the Lord in the following four ways.
第一是遵行神的话。
First is obeying God's decrees and commands.
当圣经里提到敬畏神的时候，经常是和遵守神的命令、听神的话是连在一起的。
When the Bible mentions fearing the Lord, often it is used with following God's commandments and obeying God's word.
生命记八章第六节，你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
Deuteronomy 8:6. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him.
你敬畏一个人，一定会听他的话，顺从他的教训，执行他的命令。
If you revere someone, you will listen to that person, obey his teachings, and carry out his commands.
如果你总是违背一个人的命令，从来不把那个人的话放在心上，你不可能是敬畏他的。
If you always fail to follow a person's commands and never place what that person says in your heart, you do not revere him.
所以敬畏神的人一定要听神的话。
Therefore, a person who fears the Lord will obey God's word.
听神的话是一种行动，不是一种情感。是确实要按照神的教导行事为人。
Obeying God's word is an action, not an emotion, and requires acting in accordance to God's teachings.
第二是敬拜神。
Second is worshiping God.
启示录十九章第五节说，有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
Revelation 19:5, and a voice came from the throne saying,Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great.
当我们被神的圣洁、公义、能力和作为所降服，真心敬畏神的时候，一定会不由自主、发自内心的来敬拜神、歌颂神、赞美神和感谢神。
When we are overcome by God's holy righteousness, power, and actions, and wholeheartedly fear the Lord, we can't help but worship him, sing to him, praise him,and thank him from our hearts.
利未记里规定了很多如何向神献祭和敬拜神的条例。
In Leviticus, there are specific rules on how to perform sacrifices to God and worship God.
神设立这些规定的目的之一就是让人知道说神是完全圣洁的，有罪的人不能够直接到神面前，从而帮助我们培养敬畏神这样一个态度。
One of the reasons for establishing these rules is to let people know that God is completely holy and people with sin cannot directly approach God. This helps people establish a reverent attitude towards God.
今天我们因为耶稣基督成为我们的中保，我们可以不需要献祭就可以直接到神面前，这是很大的恩典。
Now, because Jesus Christ acts as a mediator between us and God, we do not need to perform sacrifices and can freely approach God.This is an amazing grace.
但是因为今天我们可以很容易的到神面前来，我们却失去了对神最基本的敬畏。
Unfortunately, because we can freely approach God, we lose the fundamental fear of God.
我们对神变得很随便，很轻慢，很无所谓。
Our attitude towards God becomes very casual, disrespectful, and indifferent.
对于崇拜，我只来谈两件很小的事情。
With regards to worship, let's just look at two small things.
就是第一是使用手机。
Number one is using cell phones.
在崇拜的时候，经常有人会用手机发短信，浏览网页等。
During worship, often there are people using cell phones to send text messages or browse the internet.
如果从这个角度看，乌撒的死确实有些冤，他会觉得很不公平。
If seen from this standpoint, Uzzah's death does seem somewhat unfair.
因为今天虽然有人在敬拜神这样一个神圣的场合玩手机冒犯神，却没有人被击杀。
Seems unfair because there are people today that offend God by playing with their cell phones during while worship, but no one is being killed.
很多人不觉得敬拜神的时候玩手机是一个了不起的事情， 归根结底是因为他心里面没有敬畏神的态度。
A lot of people do not think that there is anything wrong with looking at their cell phones during worship, but ultimately it comes down to a lack of fear in their hearts.
难道非要每次崇拜结束的时候要抬出几个人去，我们才可以在崇拜时不再玩手机了吗？
Must there be people carried out at the end of service every time for us to stop playing on our cell phones?
再一个就是这个关于敬拜时又经常迟到的问题。
Let us now look at the problem with being late to worship.
首先说明的是，我们这里所谈的迟到不是因为特殊原因你偶尔迟到，说的是那种你觉得迟到不是个问题的习惯性的迟到。
First off, what I'm saying here is not the situation where you're late because of special circumstances. I'm talking about where lateness has become a habit because it is not seen as an issue.
就是迟到在大多数情况下不是一个能力问题，是一个态度问题。
In many circumstances, lateness is not a problem with ability.But is a problem with attitude.
比如说，如果你心仪很久的一个女生终于接受了你的邀请，想和你约会，你会不会迟到？
For example, if a girl you liked for a long time finally accepted your invitation to go on a date, would you be late?
就是参加别人的婚礼，你可能会迟到，但是如果是你自己的婚礼，你会不会迟到？
You might be late sometimes to another person's wedding, but would you be late to your own wedding?
你的上司找你，你会不会迟到？
If your boss was looking for you, would you be late?
所以说迟到与否是取决于你对这件事觉得对你是否重要。
Lateness revolves around whether you feel that something is important to you or not.
如果去见你的上司可以不迟到，但是来敬拜神你迟到，就说明在你的心目中神不如你的上司重要。
If you can't be late to a meeting with your boss, but you can be late in meeting with God, this shows that in your heart, God is not as important as your boss.
即使你觉得神和你的上司同样迟到，那么你崇拜的时候你也不会迟到。而事实上，你的上司和神是没有可比性的。
Even if you feel that God and your boss are equally important, you would still not be late to worship. And in fact, can you even compare your boss to God?
所以说，其实从这些很小的事情上，能反映出我们对神真的有敬畏的心，也让我们从这些很小的事情上做起，用合一的敬拜来学习敬畏神。
From these small things, we can see if we really have a reverent heart towards God. Let us start with these small things and learn to fear the Lord through proper worship.
第三是侍奉神。
Third is serving God.
圣经中谈到敬畏神的时候，还和侍奉神联系在一起。
When the Bible talks about fearing God, it is connected with serving God.
生命记十章第十二节说，以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神。遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Deuteronomy 10:12. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
一个真正敬畏神的人，一定会热心侍奉神，关心神国的事情。
A person that truly fears the Lord will enthusiastically serve God and constantly be thinking about matters of God's kingdom.
因为神是造我们的主，用神赐给我们的才干去侍奉神，是我们的职责，也是我们的本分。
This is because God is our Lord that created us, and using the talents that He has blessed us with to serve Him is our responsibility and nature.
也只有带着敬畏神的心去侍奉神的时候，我们的侍奉才合神的心意，才有果效，才蒙神的悦纳。
Also, it is only when we serve God with a reverent heart that our serving is what He desires, is fruitful, and is accepted by God.
第四是十一奉献。
Fourth is tithing.
申命记十四章二十二到二十三节说，你要把你撒种所产的，就是你田地每年所出的十分取一份，又要把你的五谷、新酒和油的十分之一，并牛群、羊群中投生的，吃在耶和华你神面前，就是他所选择要立为他名的居所。这样你可以学习时常敬畏耶和华你的神。
Deuteronomy 14:22-23. You shall surely tithe all the produce from what you sow, which comes out of the field every year. You shall eat in the presence of the Lord your God, at the place where he chooses to establish his name, the tithe of your grain, your new wine, your oil, and the firstborn of your herd and your flock, so that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always.
这些经文告诉我们，通过十一奉献，我们可以学习敬畏神。
These verses tell us that we can learn to fear the Lord through tithing.
通过奉献财物，表明我们承认 神是造物主，是万物的主人，我们不过只是神财物的管家而已。
Through the tithing of our possessions, we recognize that God is the Lord of creation, the master of everything. We are only stewards of his possessions.
奉献不过是把本来属于神的财物中的一部分还给神。
Tithing is merely returning a portion of the possessions that belong to God back to him.
当我们甘心乐意把财物奉献给神的时候，可以帮助我们思想神在宇宙万物和我们自己身上绝对的权柄。
When we joyfully tithe to God, it can help us meditate on God's absolute authority over the universe and ourselves.
所以我们奉献财物是理所当然的，这样的操练能够帮助我们谦卑在神的面前敬畏他。
So tithing becomes natural for us, and this type of exercise can help us learn to be humble before God and fear the Lord.
很多做过父母的都有这样的经历。
Parents often have this type of experience.
就是我们给了小孩的一些糖果，然后再跟孩子商量能不能要回几块来。
We give a child some candy and then ask the child if he can give us a few pieces.
孩子会紧紧地抓在手里，连连摇头。
The child firmly holds on to the candy and shakes his head.
就看到这样的场景，我们是不是觉得小孩子很可笑呢？
Seeing this scenario, don't you think it's kind of laughable?
本来是大人给孩子的糖，然后我们向他要回来的也是其中的一部分。
The adult originally gave the child the candy and was only asking for a portion of it back.
大人也并不是真的需要 那些糖果，乃是通过这样的方式来看孩子对大人是否有畏惧和顺服的心。
The adult didn't really need these few pieces of candy that he gave out, but he just wanted to use this situation to see if the child had an obedient and respectful heart.
其实这和奉献是同样的道理，神看重的不是财物本身。
This is the same principle as tithing. God does not value the possession itself.
而是人在奉献财物时所表现出的敬畏和顺服的心。
But rather, the reverent and obedient heart shown when a person offers up his possessions.
今天我们通过乌撒之死学习了一个非常基本也非常重要的真理，就是敬畏神。
Today, through looking at the death of Uzzah, we learned a very basic and very important truth, fearing God.
今天很多人认为敬畏神是属于旧约的观念。
A lot of people think that fearing God is an Old Testament concept.
在今天这个讲个人至上、自由主义、讲包容、推崇没有绝对权威、没有绝对真理的时代里。
In a society today that stresses individuality, liberalism, and talks about tolerance, respect, having no absolute authority, and that there is no absolute truth,
讲服从权柄、讲敬畏神是一件很不合时宜的事情。
Talking about submitting to authority, talking about fearing God is an unpopular topic.
很多教会也不太讲敬畏神。
A lot of churches also do not talk about fearing God.
只讲神的爱、神的包容、赦免和祝福。
And only talk about God's love, acceptance, salvation, and blessings.
但圣经告诉我们说，敬畏神是神所启示的最重要也是最基本的真理。
But the Bible tells us that fear of the Lord is one of the most important and most fundamental truths.
是一件永远都合时宜、永远都合神心意的事情。
It will always be relevant and always something that God desires.
今天不但世人，连基督徒也缺乏对神当有的敬畏之心。
Today, not just with non-believers, but even Christians lack the reverent heart that God is rightfully owed.
我们今天做的很多事情在性质上和乌撒摸约柜并没有本质的区别，甚至有过之而无不及。
A lot of what we do today is no different than Uzzah touching the ark, maybe even surpassing that level.
若不是主耶稣做我们的中保，乌撒的下场就是我们当得的下场。
If Jesus did not act as a mediator for us, Uzzah's outcome would be the outcome that we deserve.
我们每个人都应该谦卑地回到神面前，认我们不敬畏神的罪。
We should all come before God and admit our sins of not revering or fearing God.
我们滥用了神的怜悯和恩典。
That we abuse God's mercy and grace.
滥用了耶稣基督为我们付上的代价。
And abuse Jesus' sacrifice for us.
愿今天的信息可以帮助我们再次回到我们信仰最根本的起点，敬畏神。
I hope today's message can help us all return to the most fundamental starting point of our faith, fearing the Lord.
通过听神的话、敬拜神、侍奉神和十一奉献来学习敬畏神。
Let us learn to fear the Lord through listening to God's word, worshiping God, serving God, and tithing.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你。
Dear Father, we praise you.
你创造宇宙万物，你圣洁公义。
You are the creator of the universe. You are holy and righteous.
你是至大至可畏的独一真神。
You are the one true and living God.
配得我们敬畏你。
Worthy of our worship.
但我们像乌撒一样不敬畏你，求你赦免我们的罪。
But we are like Uzzah, and we do not fear you.
求真理的圣灵经着今天的信息警醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit use today's message to remind us.
帮助我们重新敬畏你。
And help us to fear and revere you.
也因着我们敬畏你，就把你的能力和祝福赏赐给我们和我们的教会。
And through our fear of you, may your power and blessings fall upon us.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.